Hello and welcome to Prep Sports Now, the only podcast that is devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me again today, Ray Brewer from the Home News. Ray's had a busy day. The tie is coming off. He's got Mountain Dew, Red Bull, IV in him because his phone's been blowing up. The investigation into Desert Pines, it all panned out. They forfeited three games. Ray, what does this mean for all the basketball players, coaches, and fans out there?
Well, Steve, we were about to leave to head to the Sunrise Regional Playoffs, but hold on. Desert Pines forfeits three games for playing an ineligible player. NIAA decides to hold the playoffs in the Henderson area in the Sunrise. One day, there's three games were affected. The Sunset will still play today. But, folks, we got to hold off one day to get you your Sunrise basketball playoffs. Desert Pines goes from the one seed to the three seed. Steve, last week at this time, Desert Pines was sitting 11-0. Now they're 8-4. They forfeit the three games, makes El Dorado the champions of the Northeast. They'll face Coronado in a game they should easily win. Desert Pines goes to the three. They now have to travel to Silverado. Silverado's a team I like. They've got three great players, three seniors, including Wade Colley, the beast in the middle. Desert Pines, this is going to be a great matchup. DP at Silverado. In the other games, Canyon Springs now goes to host a game. It plays Liberty. It hosts Liberty. And Foothill, the defending region champions, who I like to go all the way still, they host Las Vegas.
Well, I mean, this changes everything. And really, when you're looking at it, well, sure, some schools now, they got to go on the road. But Silverado just drew basically the number one seed in the first round.
If I'm Silverado, I'm not all too happy. In addition to drawing the number one seed, they've got to play El Dorado in the next game. So Silverado got the short end of the stick on this whole Desert Pines forfeit. Now they got to play a Desert Pines team who is loaded with talent. Desert Pines, this is going to be a great matchup. There's about three players on each team that really make an impact each time they step on the court. We'll start with Silverado. Steve, Ollie Sauber, their point guard, he's a four-year player. He averages about 17 points a game. Of course, you got the big man, Wade Colley, 23 points a game. Over for Desert Pines, this team has got a lot of athletes. Reggie Shaw, Pierre Jackson. This is going to be a great game, no matter how you slice and dice it. Can't wait for tomorrow.
Okay, Ray's jazzed up. But while we're still on the Sunrise region, let's just go through here. You said El Dorado should win easily. You like Foothill. Now let's move to the middle. Liberty, Canyon Springs.
Going to be a good game. Canyon Springs, a lot of folks liked at the beginning of the year to win the region. They struggle. They're young and inexperienced. Liberty's got a good team. They've got a D1 player, and they've got two great guards. I think Liberty gets through. I think the semifinals will be El Dorado against Desert Pines and Liberty against Foothill. And I like Foothill and Desert Pines to advance, and I like Foothill to beat Desert Pines in the championship game. Now, granted, who knows how Desert Pines is going to respond to this? You're talking psyche of kids. How will they respond from going from the one and hosting a playoff game to going to be a three and going on the road? Especially, this came down 3-4 hours before the start of the game. Desert Pines might not even show up. Silverado might win in a landslide. Who knows?
Yeah, I really feel bad for the kids here. I mean, you know what it's like to, you know, sit through class, getting all jazzed up for the game, and, you know, you can't really think about anything else. Now you got to hold that off. You got to go to practice now and prepare for another team. That, you know, it was a long weekend, so these teams had many days to prepare for whoever their opponent was. Now they got to turn around. I just feel like, yes, Desert Pines did something wrong. They caught it, but you're really punishing a number of kids at a lot of different schools.
Yeah, and the one team that benefits from this, I think, is Coronado. Coronado, they could score the ball. They now have to go to an El Dorado team who is basically, they have a guard named Matrell Clark who shoots lights out, great player. But after that, I think Coronado and El Dorado match up evenly. Coronado's got to be thrilled that they get El Dorado, they might be able to win and get through to the semifinals and continue to roll on. Remember, if you make it to the semifinals and you win, you're guaranteed two chances to get into the state tournament, the regional championship game, and the playing game this year as well. So if you win your first two games, you got two cracks to make it to the Orleans Arena and the state championship and the huge fans and all the great celebration of high school basketball in Nevada. So Coronado's got to say, hey, we have a chance against El Dorado. Get me into that semifinals. And then you got two cracks to make it to the show.
Yeah, and the other thing just to point out to listeners, the Desert Pines at Silverado game is 7:15 tomorrow. All the other games remain at 6:30. That's because there's a conflict with the girls tournament, which starts tomorrow. So you're not going to be able to see. There's some of them are playing at the same time. It's a whole mess of a situation. You got to wonder why it took so long. I'm not sure. I understand there was a long weekend. Why this didn't happen first thing in the morning? You figure out what you got to do, and this should be done before noon. I mean, this was done in the afternoon, and that's just not right.
Yeah, and the on Friday when we had the story first that the playoff brackets could be affected by Desert Pines forfeiting the games, the school district couldn't hear from Desert Pines because a teacher they need to question about the ineligibility was with Desert Pines' wrestling team in Winnemucca. And I'm thinking, is it 1970? Do we not have cell phones or emails? Somehow get a hold of this person. Well, no cell phone service. So you're telling me everybody at that tournament between the NIAA, there's not one person that could get this teacher so we could figure out what would happen? It's just bad planning. There's so many things messed up with prep sports in Nevada. We could talk forever about it, Steve. We don't want to do that. We want to showcase the kids, showcase the athletes. Unfortunately, Silverado's not going to get much of a chance. They're the short end of the stick on this whole thing, but the playoffs will go on. There's always a little controversy. I thought it was poorly handled. Another time we could talk about it and how it went down, but let's move on to the other tournament.
All right, well, Sunset Region, we will move on. We want to get Ray too fired up. I don't want that tie to stay in one piece. So, Ray, you seem to be very, very heavy on Palo Verde over here. I'm looking at your bracket, which is filled out. You think it's going to be Palo all the way. Tell me why.
I think Moses Morgan is a player who is making a name for himself. He was great entering this year, and now he's become just flat-out outstanding, top-tier recruit in the nation. He's going to explode in this tournament. I think Moses Morgan, who's already listed by Rivals.com as one of its marquee recruits for next year, he's only a junior. I think, Steve, that he's going to just absolutely get off. I think Palo's the one. They've got a great team. They got past Cheyenne to get that one seed. They got an easy game with Western. Then they play a very beatable Durango team, and that pushes them through to the final round. Remember, you get two chances in that final round to get through to the state tournament. I really like Palo. I like the draw on the top half of that bracket. The bottom half, you got Cheyenne, Sierra Vista, Centennial, Gorman. Gorman, Cheyenne in the semifinals, I think, is probably going to be one of the best games we've seen this year. We could talk in 2 weeks about the state champion, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was Cheyenne or Gorman. Both teams are so talented. They're loaded from top to bottom with talented athletes.
So do you think that Palo, Gorman, and Cheyenne all squeak into the you think it's going to be Palo versus Gorman in the championship, and Cheyenne beating Gorman if they lose the Palo?
No, I think Gorman beats Cheyenne in the semifinals to advance to the championship game, where Gorman will face Palo Verde.
Okay.
And I think both of them probably make it to the state tournament. I like Palo over Gorman to win the Sunset and get the Sunset bid, and then I like Gorman to win the playing game to get to the tournament as well. I wouldn't be surprised if these two are playing for the whole thing, Palo and Gorman.
This looks like the football bracket.
It looks like the football bracket. And in football, Cheyenne was loaded with talent, Steve. And they couldn't get past Gorman. They lost by 1 point in the Sunset semifinals. Now they're going to meet again in the semifinals. And you look at that Cheyenne team, Steve.
It's like a Rivals.com all-star team.
Yeah, Elijah Johnson, we know he's going to Kansas. Demetrius Williams, 16 points a game. He's an absolute stud. You're thinking, well, how could this talented team of Cheyenne lose to anybody? Well, I tell you, Gorman in every sport has got the best players, and I just think Gorman is more tournament tested, more big game tested, maybe a little bit better coached, and I think Gorman's going to get past Cheyenne. Another disappointing finish for the Desert Shields.
All right, well, there you have it. And before we go, though, Ray, I want to give you a chance. I know you always talk about them, and sure enough, it was a long weekend, so we're a day late. Cimarron Memorial gets, what, the 100th state championship, it seems like, in wrestling over Las Vegas High.
Yeah, Cimarron wins state. It's their seventh state title in the last 11 years. Had a chance to visit with their coaches. That's right, coaches. Tim Jeffries, Mike Garcia, their co-coaches. They've got a great relationship. They're in there with the kids, you know, 24/7, basically. That program never stops. But the thing that impressed me the most, Steve, is they said, hey, wins and losses are important. That's what we're going for. Our ultimate goal is to raise a banner each year. But we want to, you know, develop character in these kids to where they can be productive members of the community, where they could raise families, where they could get a good job. You know, sure, wrestling's a part of it, but we want to give them the work ethic to where they could get there. I tell you what, two dynamic guys. Folks, read about it in my column this week, LasVegasSun.com. We talk about Cimarron, the legacy, the two coaches behind it, the architects. Great guys, great story.
All right, well, with wrestling done, it is basketball, basketball, basketball. We're going to be out every game tonight, and we'll get the videos up all week and the stories, photo galleries, everything at LasVegasSun.com. Ray's going to be working overtime. We're going to go get him a gallon of coffee right now. So be sure to log on to LasVegasSun.com for more Prep Sports Now and all of your Prep Sports coverage. I'm Steve Silver for Ray Brewer. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.